I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, meet the former major league pitcher who combined an 11-year pro career with an even longer career in punk rock. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Karen.
Where to begin on a week like this? Let's start here. According to the Wall Street Journal, Warriors star Steph Curry is having a little trouble with this working from home thing. First, his wife had to order him an outside basketball hoop. Then Steph had to figure out how to set it up all by himself. And then he realized he only owned indoor basketballs. I don't think Steph has ever been more relatable, do you?
No, I mean, how does he not own a beat-up old $12 outdoor basketball? You'd think he'd, you know, at least at his father Dell's house, you'd think they'd have like 23 of those.
But he, like us, is just having to do all sorts of things he's never done before.
Well, he's working from home. I mean, there are those of us who don't need to build, you know, entire arenas to do our work at home. It's like you and I building like a radio station.
There's a lot of debate this week about whether the NHL should skip straight to the playoffs when games resume. Alex Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby are okay with that. Coincidentally, their teams, the Washington Capitals and the Pittsburgh Penguins, would make the cut. Also, coincidentally, teams that are on the bubble want more regular season games. Where do you land in this totally theoretical debate?
I was going to say, I land on the side of reality, which is saying there isn't going to be any hockey this year.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just it's not going to happen. I mean, these you know, grandiose plans are good to keep up interest in your product, but there isn't going to be any product.
Yeah. And the other thing that's interesting, beyond the fact that no one can really say for sure that the season will resume, is that there's all this talk about fairness when, quite frankly, there are a lot of things going on right now that are a lot less fair than who will make the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Ovechkin and Crosby, I don't think, are going to be selling apples off a steam grate anytime soon. You know, this is a kind of event that's never happened before. And one of the things it's going to do is it's going to wipe out sports. I mean, I'm not even particularly sure about the NFL right now, let alone the NHL playoffs.
Well, although it's still almost 3 weeks away, the NFL draft is pretty much the only major sporting event still on the calendar. So let's discuss. Tua Tagovailoa has been examined by an independent doctor chosen by the league, and at least according to Tua himself, he's 100% recovered from that nasty hip injury he suffered in mid-November. Good news?
Well, for him, yeah. I mean, let's wait and see. I mean, hip injuries are one of those things that can demolish a career, basically because once you hurt your hip, you hurt everything else. The compensation injuries are severe. This is a hip injury is what ended Bo Jackson's two careers.
This week, Lionel Messi announced that he, along with the rest of the players on FC Barcelona, had taken a 70% pay cut so that team employees can continue to receive 100% of their salaries for as long as the coronavirus pandemic lasts. And I really wish we had looped Bill Littlefield in on this conversation because he would be so proud.
This is really quite a thing, and good for Messi for being the spokesman for it. Although we do have to remind Bill on occasion that Barcelona is only the second most valuable soccer team in the world, Real Madrid being the most valuable.
And finally, Charlie, a series of cross-country running races in West Yorkshire have been canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. And wait, who exactly is this good news for?
Toads! Apparently, every year they run these cross-country races, and they coincide with some sort of very massive toad migration, and a lot of the little toads get squished by the runners, which, you know, is disgusting enough. But, you know, this year, along with the one town there that got taken over by goats, we have a chance for an entire generation of toads to live their lives happily unsquished in Yorkshire.
Good for the toads. Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.